I tell you what else is awesome, and that's the work that Bendigo Food Share do. Bridget Bentley is the manager there, and she joins us on the show this morning. Bridget, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
So tell me a couple of things I want to talk about this morning. One, the Cafes for COVID, the promotion that you ran over the last few months. Tell us how that went, how it panned out, and your sort of summation of it.
Yeah, thank you, Robbo. We're really excited to celebrate this week the making of 10,000 meals for Cafes for COVID during this year. It all started with at the end of the first lockdown, when we were looking at how we could further support the community with more food and also support the community and businesses that were doing it tough. So we did a crowdfunding campaign across our community and got the campaign started. And then with further support from Street Smart Australia and some local businesses, we've been able to support in total 20 local hospitality businesses to make these meals for us to distribute to those that have found things tough this year.
Oh, well, that is absolutely awesome. And I think that the studio audience can give a round of applause for that.
Yay. It was a good community effort all round.
Yeah, it must be very buoying from your perspective to see just how the community have got behind this. I mean, they've always been very, very good with Bendigo Food Share and supporting the work you guys have done. But I think even during these tougher times, people, they dig in deeper, don't they? In every way.
They absolutely dig in deeper. And I think the unique thing with this particular campaign too is that we got the meals to pass on to those that need it. But hospitality industry, that we know they've been doing it tough this year, they got some much needed funds into their businesses. They also got the opportunity to participate in a really positive activity and in helping the community during this time. We were able to support the big iconic cafes, pubs and restaurants in Bendigo, smaller cafes, food trucks and small catering businesses. So we tried to share as much as we could the money around. And it meant too, Robbo, that the meals that we got back in were this amazing array of what Bendigo cuisine actually is. There was Thai, Indian, Aussie pub, pastas. We had Karen, Ethiopian and Indigenous food too.
Wow, that's fantastic. So tell me also about you did the big food drive throughout December, and leading up to December. How has that all gone as well? Has that sort of coincided to, bring the right sort of result?
Yeah, I hope so, Robbo. Absolutely. We are excited to go around to all the local supermarkets tomorrow, actually, and do the final collection of those big yellow bins. So if anybody is near a supermarket or would like to contribute, they can just jump, go and visit their local Woolies, Coles or IGA store and pop in some pantry staples to help people across Christmas. And tomorrow we're actually heading over to Bendigo Toyota. They have 3 very full ute loads of food that we need to go and collect. So that'll be exciting. I think they're hoping to fill the majority of their showroom up, Robbo, with food.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, congratulations for the work that you guys do. And it's been great from our perspective to be able to play a very tiny, tiny part in helping support. And we'll do it all again next year in what's hopefully going to be a slightly less dramatic year than the one we've experienced. So thank you very much, yeah. Bridget.
Let's hope so, Robbo. And thanks so much for your support and for Bendigo's support, because this is a community problem. It needs a community effort and community support. So we're really grateful.
Good on you. Thanks, Bridget. All the best.
Thanks, Robbo.
Bridget Bentley from the Bendigo Food Share.